Alison will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
It has been a bad week for Norwich City Football Club. We'll refrain from detailed reports on their two defeats, 5-3 at home to Portsmouth and then 3-1 away at Millwall. Instead, we'll have two reports on the aftermath. First, the report on the dismissal of the club's coach, followed by a searing comment on his dismissal by Chris Sutton, a regular commentator on Norwich City's fortunes. In contrast, we'll follow with three animal stories featuring dogs, a skunk and some goats. But first, here's Phil with news from the Canaries.
Norwich City legend Russell Martin is among the early frontrunners to become the club's new head coach after the Canaries surprisingly sacked Johannes Hof Thorup on Tuesday, the 22nd of April. Thorup, who was appointed less than a year ago, has been dismissed, along with his assistant Glenn Riddersholm, following a poor run of results that culminated in back-to-back Easter defeats to Portsmouth and Millwall. The decision represents a decisive move from sporting director Ben Napper, with first-team coach Jack Wilshire placed in interim charge for the final two games of the Championship season. He'll be assisted by goalkeeper coach Tony Roberts and set-piece coach Nick Stanley. Wilshire will now lead the side at Middlesbrough on Saturday, before City conclude a disappointing campaign at home to Cardiff on the final day. Napper said, "Whilst we made this appointment with a long-term focus and in line with our wider club strategy and direction, unfortunately, recent results and performances have deemed it necessary for us to make a change. I'd like to place on record our sincere thanks to Joe Hannes and Glenn. They're both fantastic people who work tirelessly to help improve and move our football club forward. We all wish the two of them the best in the next stage of their respective careers."
Like everyone, I was shocked to learn of the news of Johannes Hof Thorup's sacking at Norwich City earlier this week, and it's left more questions and doubts about the club's direction of travel. Thorup was identified and appointed by Ben Napper after a lengthy recruitment process last summer. He was deemed to be a coach who wasn't the finished article, but had shown promising signs in Denmark while developing young talent. He signed a 3-year contract, and Norwich paraded him with the message that he would be afforded time to shape the team and implement his methods. How long does a long-term project in football last? It seems the answer is 10 months. You can't have a long-term strategy that supporters have bought into and were understanding of the direction of travel and then suddenly pull the plug on a head coach that you had identified as part of a prolonged process. This decision has left more questions than answers, and Norwich supporters deserve honest responses to them.
A dog show is set to return to a Norfolk park for its third year. The event, organised by The Feed, will take place on May the 5th at Waterloo Park in Norwich. There is space for 80 dogs to take part, with 8 classes, each having up to 10 dogs. The top 3 dogs in each category will receive a rosette and a certificate. The winning dog in each category will go forward to the best in show class, and the winner of that will receive a trophy. The categories include Waggiest Tail, Most Like Its Owner, Golden Oldie, Precious Pup, Furry Friend, Best Kept Coat, Best Paw Shake and Best Biscuit Catcher. The cost is £3.50 per entry and each dog can only take part in one category. Half of the places are available for advanced registration on The Feed's website, thefeed.org.uk. The remaining places will be available to book on the day of the show from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. The show will start at 11 a.m. and finish at 1 p.m.
A skunk on the run, which was rescued last week by a city wildlife expert, is in foster care after the rightful owner could not be found. However, nearly a week on from capturing the smelly creature, Kevin Murphy of Norfolk Wildlife Rescue has been unable to locate an owner. Mr. Murphy, who lives in NR3, said, "This particular animal, which I believe now to be a male, is now in a foster home. If no owner is able to prove ownership and no one comes to claim him, the foster home can keep him permanently."
An award-winning farm has announced the hotly anticipated return of an experience where visitors can get up close to the newest members of the goat herd. The Goat Spa will reopen at the Goat Shed in Honingham, between Norwich and Dereham, from May the 10th to June the 22nd. For £7.50, ticket holders can help to pamper the kids in the herd of boer goats, spending 20 minutes in the pen and learning more about the herd while giving them a brush. Then there will be the chance to take a photo with the freshly bathed goats. The event is making a return this year after the demand for the farm's Meet the Kids experience went through the roof. The time slot's fully sold out in a matter of weeks, and with no plans to add extra sessions, the decision was made to relaunch the Goat Spa, which has run at the site for the last few years. All children under the age of 16 need a parent or guardian on site around the viewing area of the goat pen throughout their session. This experience is not suitable for children under the age of 3.